fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us.
And drug abuse is not a crime. And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. It's Wednesday, April 6th. I'm better than good.
Better than good. Wow.
Excellent.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. You promised me some lesbian stories.
That's why you're so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Good morning to everyone out there.
Yes. Welcome to the show. We're going to have a good one.
I love that you're that excited. I thought you had like a good night and a good morning, maybe some good sex last night, but apparently
none of that.
You're more excited about my lesbian stories.
There you go.
Wow.
So we'll see. We'll get to those in a minute.
Yeah. In a minute. This morning, okay, so I want to know if you know this. I'm a trivia. I love going to trivia. Do you like trivia?
I like Jeopardy. Yeah.
You do? Are you good?
I'm good at Jeopardy,
wow.
Yeah. Although I took the test online to see if I could join them.
To see if you could go?
I fucking choked. Like, I can't tell you. It was so
bad.
You
weren't like Ken Jennings.
No. Yeah. In fact, they had him back... in February, when they had a show against the computer, they had the two biggest winners,
okay.
Ken Jennings and the other guy who won the most money on Jeopardy.
Okay.
And they were competing with an IBM computer, and it fucking, you know, annihilated them. There was nothing left of them after
that. That is embarrassing.
It is.
And that guy is smart as hell.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
And, you know, the challenge for the computer was to really... parse like natural language, you know. It's not like, you know, like what computers are used to. They're supposed to get like all the little subtleties of the questions on Jeopardy, you know.
Right.
Because the questions usually have like a hint in them, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, but still, it kicked their ass.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what round did you get to?
Who, me?
Like when you were doing it to try out for it?
No,
like,
there's
you...
no rounds. Oh. They ask you like 50 questions.
Okay.
And
how many did you get right, Sam?
I don't know. They don't tell you.
Two.
Probably. Two or three.
Was it Kids Jeopardy?
No.
I would actually.
I probably would have faced that one.
I would. There's no way I could ever go on that. And you know he thinks up all the questions. You know that, right?
He does?
Yeah.
Really?
Alex,
I thought they have a team, no?
Well, I'm sure they have a team, but he's actually part of it, and he does most
of
it.
Yeah, he's involved, huh?
Yeah. He's been doing this for, what, 20-something years?
Something, yeah.
That's kind of
crazy. A long time. And the show existed before him, too.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, since the 70s. I forgot the guy that used to be on there. God, it was like, we're talking the 70s, you know, I don't remember.
So before my time,
yeah.
Sam, because I'm so young.
Yeah, you have to rub it in my face. Right?
Come on. I'm starting to be like the older one of my friends now, and I hate it.
Yeah, there you go.
You see,
I used to be the youngest in the room, now I'm the oldest in the room.
Yep, me too.
Yeah?
And I know. I mean, hopefully I don't look my age, I'm hoping, but, you know, I'm still sad when I hang around people younger than me.
Yeah. No, I mean, you look younger, but still, what's wrong with looking 31, you know? I mean,
thank you for outing me on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm 31.
Well, you said it yesterday. I didn't
did?
Know. Yeah.
Shit.
How the
I
hell
don't
did
remember.
I know?
I thought you just guessed.
No,
I thought you were that good.
No. You
shit,
said
I
it right here,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what's the problem of telling people how old you are?
Oh,
there's
I don't
nothing
care,
wrong
actually.
With that. Yeah.
I really don't care.
I don't get it with women, you know? They
well,
don't want to talk
know.
About their age. What is that?
Well, I don't know if it, I mean, I don't know if it's all women.
Yeah.
I don't really care that
no,
much.
No, not all women.
But
why is it shameful, you know, to admit how old you are?
Well,
you
know? I know that if you're a single gal and you're trying to find a guy, you don't really want to be like, hey, I'm 35.
Right.
Because most guys want to go for younger girls.
Right.
You know, I have some friends that are like that don't want to, you know, say their age. I don't really care, to be honest.
Yeah.
But also
exactly.
in
why?
Our town, I mean, Sam, come on.
Yeah.
You know, like L.A., really? Nobody wants to say their age. They all want to be younger than they are.
That's
so.
True. Including me. I wish I was younger.
And how old are you, Sam?
I'm 50.
Look at you. You look fantastic.
Thank you very much, but I still feel 50.
50's a good age.
I guess it is, but you know what? By every measure, 50 is old, you know?
I just almost spilled my coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But for a guy, it's not really a big deal. To be honest, it's not a big deal.
Really?
With a girl. I don't know why that
Except
is.
Except it's hard to find 25-year-olds now, you know?
Okay,
it's a lot harder.
Settle down there. You're married. Do you forget about that?
Yeah, I do. When I'm on the show, I forget.
You're
All
not
bets
married
are
on
off.
The show.
Yeah.
That's why we can talk about lesbians.
Yeah, exactly.
well, what I was actually starting with was trivia, and then you got me talking about lesbians.
Yeah.
So every morning I get coffee at the Coffee Bean, and which... the one on Melrose, I love it. They know my drink. They're amazing people. I love them all. Mm-hmm. And they always put a little trivia up
oh,
on the
really?
Board, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm such a geek. Like, I if there's trivia night around here, I need to know this. So anybody out there listening, please call in and tell me where I can go and do trivia.
Yeah, I'll find one for you. See, that's
really?
Where you can find a guy. At things like that.
Trivia.
Yeah.
At trivia. At
trivia.
Great.
Anything
geeks.
Where people get together is a good place.
Well, yeah. But they're probably geeks. So I know because I really want to know. I want to go do it because when I go to Chicago, I go and do trivia with my brothers all the time.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's so fun. We just drink and we... Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I'm the... Probably the dumbest one there. I know like pop culture stuff. That's about it. Geography, fail miserably.
Really?
Fail.
Wow.
Yeah. We don't even want to go into my geography lesson.
Okay.
But yeah, so I really want to know. So anybody out there, if you guys know where trivia is around here, please call in and let me know because I really want to go.
Yeah, let her know.
Thank you.
She needs trivia.
Because I need something in my life. I need to know some useless information.
Yeah. The hole is so big, even three dogs won't fill it. She needs trivia, too.
You're an ass. Sam, but I love you.
Well,
okay, so I'm asking you a trivia question.
Yes.
I'm
going to
see if you know this, because you're a music guy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You'll probably stump me.
I know I'm paraphrasing here, but what artist was not... Artist group or group was not inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like the first round.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We've got, do you know this already?
No.
Okay. We've got Sam Cooke, the Everly Brothers, Little Richard, the Beatles, Elvis, and I think that's it.
Really? All of them? I bet
which
you.
Which one?
Oh, which one was not?
Which one was not?
Right.
Do you know?
No, I have no idea. I can probably guess, but it'd probably be a wrong one.
I guessed wrong, too, so go for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet you it's one of the obvious ones, like the Beatles or Elvis,
you
right?
You are fucking good.
Really?
You are good.
Wow.
It was the Beatles.
Really?
Yes.
You see, because it's like you wouldn't expect it, so I thought maybe that's the answer.
See, you're good.
Wow.
Well, why wouldn't they be in, like, the first round of inductees into the Hall
no
of Fame?
I have no idea. I haven't.
Come
so,
on.
You mean that was like way back when, right? Not
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this was way back when.
Right.
So when, I don't know when.
But now they're in there, I'm
sure.
Oh,
no. Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
Or else they're idiots.
Yeah.
But I don't know when it was, but that they were not in the first round of it. Isn't
wow.
that crazy?
It is.
I guess.
I wonder what
I guess
year
Sam
it
Cooke.
Was.
I don't know. Should I look?
It's Sam Cooke because you probably don't know him that well.
I know who Sam Cooke is, you ass.
Yeah.
My dad was a music guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So
well, I don't know who the hell he is. I've heard the
you
name.
You don't know who Sam Cooke is?
No.
oh my, why are you 50 and you don't know who Sam Cooke is? And I am 31 and I do.
Yeah.
Come on. You well, know Sam Cooke. You know. You know Sam
Cooke. No, I don't know even one song by him.
Yes, you do. Here. We're going to find some music that you can...
Okay, well, I'll go on YouTube then and find something.
Yeah,
huh?
Why don't you make yourself useful? Why I look at... why I look at the rock and roll... What am I looking up? What am I...
Rock
what,
and Roll Hall of Fame?
What like, year? Does anybody know out there that can call in and tell us when... I put in what year, and the first one that comes in, what year was Jesus born?
Gee, let's figure that one out.
Let's talk about Jesus.
Yeah. A change is going to come. Yeah. You send me... Okay, I know you send me...
Okay, there we go.
Wonderful World. Okay, yeah, I
you know
him.
Sam
okay.
Cooke.
I didn't know it was him, but...
Do you know who Marvin Gaye is?
Yes, I know Marvin
You know Marvin Gaye was shot by his father, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Look yes. at you.
Oh, okay.
So you
well,
know.
If you asked me who was shot by his father, I wouldn't remember. So that's the way you should ask.
I love that you're such a big music. What did you listen to? Like, what kind of music?
You know, when I was younger, it was hard rock.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd.
Okay.
You know, that was like in the 70s.
Okay.
And then disco came around, and I liked disco too, you know. I was really into it. And, you know, then New Wave and all that. But, you know, so now there's a lot of tracks that I play from the 70s and 80s simply because I can't relate to the music today anymore, you know.
It's, no rap for you?
No rap for me. No hip-hop.
No Jay-Z? Or,
no.
No Lil Wayne?
I don't
no,
go
Sam?
In that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most I dip into is Lady Gaga or something,
Look
you know.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm on top of things.
I'm
right?
not. I'm not a huge Lady Gaga fan, actually.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she's just alright. I mean, yeah. Hey, I give her. She's awesome.
Yeah, the music's good, you know. But yeah, her whole lifestyle and stuff. I don't get into it. But my daughter loves her, you know.
Does she?
Yeah, they just went to the concert last week. She was here. And
oh my God, how was it?
Amazing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where was that? Down
at the
Staples Center.
Yeah.
Sold out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
One night, two nights, what?
I don't know. They went one night.
I can't even imagine. Did, yeah. She's like Madonna and Cher and Britney Spears. And
she really
like
is a lot like
one.
Madonna. Sometimes right. She sounds like her.
She
too.
Really does.
Yeah.
Well, they were saying that new song that she has, and look, I don't even know because I don't even listen to her.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song that Madonna
like
did.
Born
in the
This
80s.
Way, I
yeah,
think,
yeah,
or
yeah.
something, right?
Yes. What, like a 80s Madonna song? I don't know.
I haven't even listened to it. I just know about
fine.
It. Yeah.
It's fine. So you're not a true fan then, Sam?
No, I'm not
you
a true fan.
Can't say that you're
no.
a fan of it. Because you don't even know who she is.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently the rock and roll. Thanks all you listeners that called in to help me out on this.
Yeah,
one. I appreciate
the
that.
Trip, yeah.
Awesome, way to pick up the phone, guys. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was created April 20th, 1983. So there you go.
Really, I thought it was long before that. That's interesting.
Apparently not.
Only in '83, huh?
Isn't that crazy?
So that was the first round then, and the Beatles did not get in, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I would not, like, how could you leave out the biggest band? I'm such a big Beatles fan, though. So.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
My dad got me into, the Beatles and Van Morrison are like my two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
I like the Beatles a lot. It's just that their songs have been played so much, you know, that it doesn't excite me like it used to anymore, you know?
It doesn't give you that tingly feeling
No,
in
no
your
tingly
stomach.
Feeling, no. No tickle between my legs.
Yes. I like hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm still obsessed with them. Have you seen the movie Across the Universe? This came out a couple of years ago.
No.
And it was like a tribute, not a tribute to the Beatles, but oh my God, speaking of, I got to tell you about this after. But it's Julie Tanmore did it, and she took all the Beatles music.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like a musical, but I don't know. It's so different than anything I've ever seen. But it's all put to Beatles music. And then they redid the music. They didn't really change any melody or anything or words, but they had other
artists,
right. Well, the actors singing it.
Right.
And it's seriously one of my favorite movies.
Really?
I highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Incredible film. Mm. But what I was going to say is the Beatles. So there's this group. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. it's called the Fab Four. And they're a tribute, Beatles tribute band, right?
Uh-huh.
And they've been, oh God, they've been around for quite a few years, probably like 15 years or something. And a friend of mine who's was a fan of theirs was like, he knows I love the Beatles. And he's like, I want to take you to see this band. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know really what to expect. This was Actually, this was last year I went, like in November or something. And so we go, and I met the one of his friends before who's part of the, who plays Paul McCartney, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has no accent. He's from California. He's short as can be, like, was wearing a hat. Like, I was like, oh, I could kind of see it, but I don't really see the resemblance to Paul McCartney. Okay. Right. So we're sitting there having dinner. Out come the Beatles. My mouth fucking drops open, and I'm like, oh my God, like, Paul is up there, John is up there, Ringo's up there, George is up. I couldn't fucking believe it. Now, they're all putting on English accents, British accents, except for one guy who plays George, who is really British.
Right.
The rest of them sound, no joke, exactly like them.
Wow.
Exactly like them.
Really?
They sing like them. They play the guitars like them. I can't even begin to tell. I'm crying because I'm thinking I'm at a Beatles concert.
Really?
Like, this is obviously the closest I would ever come to this because that's, you know, two of them are dead. But, like, I was freaking out. Like, I can't even tell you how amazing they are as musicians. Well, you're
that's
a musician.
That's amazing, because so, I wouldn't even consider a show like that. But now you're saying it's
and
pretty
as
genuine.
A musician, yeah. You can appreciate this. The guy that plays Paul, you know, Paul's left-handed.
Left-handed.
Okay.
Right.
The guy that plays Paul is actually right-handed, taught himself left-handed
really?
So he could play like him.
Wow.
And then they're on stage, right? And they're playing, Paul is doing Let It Be.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the keyboard, right?
Right.
The guy that plays John is a right-handed guitar player and he can play bass too. They all play everything.
Right.
John is playing George's bass, but it's left-handed. He flips it upside down and fucking plays
really?
It.
Really?
I was like, what is happening right? This was the most amazing show, and I'm actually going in May to see it again.
Oh, really?
Because they tour everywhere.
Yeah.
I highly
good.
Recommend it.
Yeah, well, obviously, it sounds like
but
it.
But you don't get excited by the Beatles, so maybe not you.
No. I mean, I would love something like that. You
it's
know?
Awesome. I think you and your wife would love it. Even your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, are your kids?
Yeah, they're into the Beatles. And,
yeah?
Yeah, everybody's into the Beatles, I think.
Well, some people.
Yeah, at a certain point in their lives, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, kids are into it today for some reason. I don't know. They're rediscovering them, you know.
Well, because they're amazing.
Yeah, they are. Well, I'll definitely have to catch that show when it comes into town.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So, go.
So, now this is cool. Charlie Sheen is trying to trademark his catchphrases. So.
I'm sorry, what? Seriously?
He wants to trademark his catchphrases. So, he wants to trademark winning.
Oh, my God.
Vatican assassin, tiger blood. Rock star from Mars, and I'm not bipolar, I'm bi-winning.
Oh, my God. He's dead serious, too.
Yeah.
This is what crack does to you kids out there that are listening.
Yeah.
Don't do crack.
Yeah.
Because apparently everything he says, he thinks he's amazing.
Yeah. I guess in the 90s, he tried to trademark drugs are loser-friendly. So.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This
but
is
it
unreal.
Didn't work, yeah.
You think that maybe, like, his family would say something at some point? Or do you think they're like, he's just so far gone?
Yeah, they know just... who, you know, they know what they've got, you know, and I'm sure, you know, they've tried before and nothing works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he seems to be on such a high that he's, you know, literally Jesus Christ, you know, walking on water, this guy, you know.
Oh, God. Speaking of, have you seen the Jesus that walks around West Hollywood?
No.
There's a guy, I'm not even joking.
Really?
He's dressed as Jesus, and he looks like Jesus. Long hair, beard. He's wearing like the whatever white cloth with like the rope and the sandals. Uh-huh. And he stands like he just walks around and he like waves to people. Like he thinks he's Jesus.
Yeah.
Good for him, man. Good for him. If he
only
thinks
in
he's
LA,
Jesus.
Huh?
Only, right? You can only say that in LA. My friends think it's so crazy. My parents think LA is crazy.
Really?
Oh,
do they
God,
come
yeah.
here often?
Like maybe once a year.
Mm.
You know, that's enough for them to
yeah,
handle.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
They can't really get into LA too much. My dad hates the traffic, and he swears, and oh my, he sits in traffic for 5 minutes, and he's cussing left and right.
Really?
Oh, Jesus.
Impatient, huh?
Oh, he has such a bad temper.
Yeah.
That's where I get it from.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
I know. I'd hate to be in a room with you. You already said that a couple times. You get like road rage and stuff.
Well, you know? I have a temper. Yeah. I can go from zero to fuck you in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, you know? I know. I'm like that too. But you know, in my old age, I learned to be a little more mellow. You know.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, but it's like fire inside of you, you know. Just
yeah,
like,
when you're pissed, you're pissed.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a screaming match one day, Sam. Who can scream louder?
Okay, we'll do that.
When we're pissed at something,
yeah,
we'll go for it.
I can't see me pissed at you, you know.
I know. We're so opposite,
yeah.
I feel.
In what way?
Which is good. Well, I feel like you're a lot more mellower than me, which is nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, and that's the thing. Nobody would ever say that about me.
Except somebody more hyper than you, which is me.
Yeah, don't be so uptight. Don't be so high strung and that. But
I feel like you're mellow.
Yeah, I am mellow now.
Which is
a
nice.
A lot mellow. Even my kids can't believe it.
Really?
I mean, I used to do some crazy shit. You know, I had the kids in the car, and when someone would cut me off or something, you know, or something like that, I'd get out of the car.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, try to intimidate the other driver and stuff. And my kids would just be in the car scared as hell, you know. So, yeah, that sort of woke me up to it, you know. And
well,
I realized
yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, if somebody has a gun,
yeah.
That's never fun.
But, yeah, but not even that. It's just the fact that the kids are afraid, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Of things like that.
You got to think about
so,
that.
So, yeah, I had to mellow out, you know.
You would think in my spiritual path that I would be a little bit more mellow.
Yeah.
But,
but
you
no,
know
you've
what?
Got fire inside. It's a good thing. You know, it keeps you going.
Sure.
You know, yeah, don't ever be ashamed of who you are. You know, that's what I say. You know, just make the best of it.
No, I
except some
that.
People I know that should be really ashamed of who they are. Some people have been fucking me lately. Like big time, you know.
Oh, except for some people. You
yeah.
know who you are.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very good. Well, why don't you cut them out of your life, Sam?
I did.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't waste my time with people that are not worth my while, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you shouldn't.
And that's why I have no friends. Because I can't find anybody up to my standards.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah, everybody's a liar, cheater, steal, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sam, look at you. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have the station and everybody wants a bite of it, a piece of it, you know, and it's like, and people will do anything to fuck you, you know, because they have no remorse, no nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So I can get pissed about that, but I'm still mellow. You know?
I love it.
Good, yeah.
I actually have a great story. I'm going to get all spiritual on you guys right now.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite stories and I tell it all the time. But at least for me, it works.
Okay.
I don't know about anybody else.
As long as it doesn't make you cry, because I don't deal well with crying women.
Great. Great. What if I have a moment where you have to console me?
Well, yesterday you did when you were talking about the dogs or the other day.
I haven't. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I'm like sitting here hoping, don't let her cry.
Don't cry. Don't cry. I don't know what to do. Oh, great, Sam. That's good to know.
Men have a problem with women crying, you know? It's like, that's why in an argument, it's not fair for a woman to cry because all bets are off then,
that's
you know?
True.
You can't argue with a crying woman.
But that's why we cry.
I know.
So it's a lot easier. Like when I get mad and stuff, then I just start crying because I'm so angry. Mm-hmm. I can't help it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be sure to cry a lot more on the show now.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Throw you
so
out of here.
So you can be a dick and be like, I don't really care if she's crying or not. Get the hell out of here. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay.
So there's this great book that I read and this might be good for you being angry at people.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll see. Great book I read called Autobiography of a Yogi that was written by, don't smile like that. Sam thinks I'm absolutely nuts. If you could see his face right now, you guys.
Yogi is a fucking yogi bear. That's what it is.
I'm trying to be spiritual here.
Okay,
this is a great story.
I know. Go ahead. I'll be quiet.
You can make fun of it after. So Paramahansa Yogananda is this guy that wrote it. He's from India. He started the Self-Realization Fellowship. Do you know where that is?
No,
there's a couple around here.
Self-explanatory. Go ahead.
You have no interest in that. Okay.
No, I do.
So moving on. So he wrote this book when he was alive years ago. And he gives a story of, many, many years before his time, there was a master that lived in this town. And when I say master, you know, somebody like Jesus or Buddha or Gandhi, all masters of the universe. Okay. If you choose to believe that, I'm not telling you what to believe, just if you choose to, lived in this town And he was walking through the town one day, and this guy, crazy, angry man, runs up to him. And he starts screaming at him, like out of nowhere, yelling at him, calling him horrible names, saying all this horrible stuff to him. And the master just stood there and he listened and he said, "Are you finished?" And the guy said, "Yes." And the master turns and he walks away. And the guy's like dumbfounded, could not believe that that was his reaction. So he ran up to him and he taps him on the shoulder. He says, "I don't understand. Like, I just screamed at you. I said all this horrible stuff to you and you don't say anything back to me." And the master goes, "Can I ask you something?" And the guy said, "Yeah." And he goes, "If you buy a present for somebody and you don't give it to them, whose present is it?" Right. And the guy goes, "It's easy, it's mine." And the master goes, "Exactly.
Yeah.
If you throw anger at me and I don't accept it, who does it belong to?"
Oh, that's a good thing.
And the guy fell at his feet and like worshipped him for the rest of the time. But it's true. Like if you're like having a great day and somebody comes into your space, and throws anger at you for no reason because they're pissed about their life, and you have a choice to take it on or not.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because it's not your...
You don't have to subscribe to it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, same with these people that try to, you know, screw you over.
Yeah.
You don't have to take that on.
No, I don't. I don't, you know. I just hate them and that's it. I don't get
Great, Sam. Awesome. I'm glad that's the conclusion we came to after that.
Well, you know, I mean, when people stab you in the back, it's not a good feeling, you know.
No, that's not.
No, because you feel taken, you feel raped, you feel violated, and I feel all these things, you know.
Do you communicate it with them? Or do you just dump?
Yeah, no, I'm good at communicating,
Well,
I'm good at telling you you're an asshole. I have no remorse.
I didn't necessarily mean that. I mean, do you tell them, like, "Hey, look, you hurt me. Is there any way to, like..."
No.
You're just done.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Therapist stuff for the day.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, Sam.
Okay. So, go ahead. No.
Go. Yeah. What do you
want? We're like going 100 miles
an hour
today.
We have so much to talk about.
I know.
So this is such important stuff in the news today.
Yeah. And we still have to get to the lesbianism.
Okay.
So let's hurry up here.
Okay. Go ahead. Because you want to hear this.
No. There's a headline here. When parents favor one kid over the other, is it okay to admit it? You know, this is something that, you know, I was just thinking about that the other day, you know, about like who my parents favor, you know.
Okay.
And I realized that they really, really are treating us all equally, you know, and they would never admit to liking. You see, that's the thing. I don't think anybody would admit to liking one kid more than the other, you know.
Right.
Because it's sort of like a, I don't know. It doesn't seem right, you know?
Right.
And, but I think there's like a favoritism, especially as the kids get older and stuff and, you know, and start talking back and that, you know? But,
yes. I agree. Yes.
So, what do you think? Do you think it's okay to admit it?
Well, admit it or?
Yeah, to admit it.
Do it. Yeah.
Because to
I don't
do
think
it, I mean, you can't stop it. You can't stop yourself. You
I
know?
Don't think to admit it. Like, if my parents were like, "Oh, your brother Billy is the favorite child in the family, I like him the best."
Yeah, it would destroy you.
It would kill me.
Yeah.
Though we all have a running joke in our, we have a running joke in our family.
Right.
My youngest brother, Johnny, who I call J-Man, who I don't know why I called him that since I was a kid. Apparently, I'm the only one that calls him that. He is like the golden child in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we all joke about it because he is, we say that he's my parents' favorite.
I see.
But they all do treat us equally. Mm-hmm. I have to say that. But we just joke about it because, but J-Man's smart because he's the nicest out of all of us.
Yeah.
And that is why I think my parents are the nicest to him, because he is the nicest kid in the world. I'm not even joking. And so, because I'm just an ass half the time. And my older brother has no emotion. He doesn't give a shit. And then Billy is just like me. So it's like Johnny just, he did it right, man. He learned from all of our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
He's the baby. He was like, "I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that." You know, he's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but my parents give him a lot more.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways because of that. But they don't ever admit it.
Yeah.
Ever. And I don't think you should.
But maybe also because he's the youngest, you know. I mean, often that happens, you know, because he's the last one that they still have, you know, to give a lot of attention to.
Yeah.
Everybody else has grown up and all that, you know. So maybe that's it. But I don't know, you know. I mean, it's different. You
is
know?
Your daughter the princess? Is she treated like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She demands it.
She demands it. Good for her. She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
Good girl. I like her.
Yeah. Go get a job, God damn it. 21 years old.
Oh, so this your son is younger.
Yeah, he's 18.
Okay.
Yeah. They're both turning like 21 and 18 this June.
Wow.
So, yeah, they both are reaching like, you know.
Did your daughter go through her like crazy periods where she wasn't getting along with you guys and rebelling?
Yeah.
What did she?
Yeah.
During her teens?
Yeah.
She's mellowed out now, right?
Yeah, she's mellowed out. She's become a little spiritual and stuff. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I know. I was a terror during...
Really?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me now, Sam. I'm a nightmare to begin with. I mean, imagine me when I was like 13. It was a disaster.
Really?
My mom was like, get the hell out of the house. And now she's like, I miss you.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I know.
Yeah, 4 days, Mom, and we're back to square one.
Yeah. So how old were you when you moved out?
I was 19 going on 20.
19, okay, so that's good. I mean, it's not like you had to leave early and survive on your own and that. Yeah.
No, no, no. My parents are awesome.
Yeah.
They're super supportive. I mean, they're amazing
that's cool.
people. So I just wanted to come out here.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with, like, my mom was like, get out. Because yeah. She would never say that.
I see. So you moved out and you moved here directly,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's not like you lived in Chicago on your own for a while.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I just got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand the winters. Oh, my God. They're too much. I can handle, like, 2 days of it. Christmas and I'm out.
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah. See, it amazes me because you grew up in that kind of climate, you know, all your life. And still people don't get used to it. That's what I hear.
It's so... You've never been there, right?
No, not
okay.
to Chicago. But I've been to cold places and snow and stuff. But
it's, yeah.
I
it's
can't imagine.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Like, you want to, like, stick a fork in your eye. It's
really?
So bad. The wind, the cold. You're like, it just sucks. And you're just like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And honestly, like, we don't... I mean, there's places, like, on the East Coast in New York, upstate New York, that gets more snow.
Right.
But it's so cold in Chicago.
Really?
Like, the wind chill, coming off the lake. Like, it's just disgusting.
Wow.
And then it gets really hot in the summer.
Oh, really? Like, humid?
Yeah. It's like really? Florida hot.
Yeah.
You've been to Florida.
See, I've been to the Midwest. I remember, actually, the humidity. I was in Wisconsin in July or something. And that was terrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah, here we got a phone call. Let's see if it's another, like, sales recording and stuff, you know. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sam. It's Andrea.
Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling in to say good morning and say that we're getting excited about our show tomorrow.
What a surprise for you to call in. Yeah. Andrea, you were here with James last week or 2 weeks ago?
I think it was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. And Andrea and James, her friend, they do Cabaret Idol, which is...
Yeah. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Say hi
good
to Stephanie.
You?
Yeah, you haven't met yet, but you probably will tomorrow. I don't know. What. Oh, your show is going to be Thursday at 1, right?
Yeah, Thursday
okay.
at 1.
Okay, and what's it called?
It's called Plugged In with James and Andrea, and it's basically a show about what's going on in the entertainment world locally and all over the world. But we're going to have guests on to plug what they're doing, too, in town the upcoming weekend. So
sounds good.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. And people are getting excited, and they're getting ready to... tune in. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be a ball, and I look forward to meeting you, Stephanie.
I look forward to meeting you. Wait, what's your, before you go, what's Cabaret Idol?
Cabaret Idol is like American Idol, but okay. for cabaret singers, and it started out with 18 contestants, and we're down to the top six, and I'm one of the top six.
Shut up. Congrats.
I know.
Look
I know.
You.
One person will go home this week, and then we'll be the final five, and we will go into the finale on April 17th, and it's every Sunday night at the Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. So what time? So people can come check you out.
It's 7 o'clock, but I would say the line usually starts at 6, and they usually sell out. So get there early
right.
if you're going to come.
And
so,
where is it
yeah.
at again?
Hollywood Bar and Grill.
Hollywood Bar and Grill,
yeah.
that's right.
It's
Hollywood Bar and Grill, yeah. Sunset and Gower in the Gower Gulch Shopping Center.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds
I know
good.
Exactly where that is.
Yeah, well, everybody go there every Sunday and
check her
until
out.
They kick out everybody.
Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you, Stephanie.
You too,
hon.
Wonderful. And we'll have Andrea and James on the show soon. Everybody tune in tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. Andrea, thank you so much.
It's our premiere show.
Yay!
We'd love to have you join
us. Well, good luck, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Andrea.
Oh, she's sweet. Yeah.
And it was funny because Andrea, like 3 years ago, she came in when I was looking for a co-host, you know. And we had her on the show for about a week and a half. And then it just kind of didn't work out. I realized, you know, she's got kids and she couldn't talk about just anything.
Oh.
So I felt, you know, it was sort of like holding her back and stuff. So
yeah.
I just told her, get the hell out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're no, so but we've sweet, stayed man. Friends, you know, so it's cool. You
so
know?
She has a show on tomorrow, her and James.
Yeah, they're starting tomorrow.
Entertainment,
yeah, entertainment stuff. And things like that. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. Everybody catch it Thursday at 1 on
check it
Channel
out.
Channel 2, yeah. Channel
and check 2. Out Cabaret Idol. How fun is that?
Yeah, it sounds pretty fun, you know.
That is cool.
So maybe I'll go. We'll see if we have some time and stuff before she gets thrown out.
I know. It's almost over. We need to go see it on Sunday.
I know.
That sounds really, really cool.
Yeah. Except I told her the name is not so original, you know. Cabaret Idol.
Cabaret Idol. They thought long and hard about that.
But it describes the thing, so I guess that's
a
good
thing.
Yeah,
but it'll get people to go out, I think.
Yeah.
Because American Idol is so huge.
Yeah.
Do you watch it?
I do sometimes, yeah. Okay. I like the auditions much more than anything else.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But but lately, yeah, so it's like now it's the same every week, you know. I mean, they're just eliminating people, but still they're just singing, you know. In the beginning it was they were in groups and, you know, and
well, Sam, it's a singing competition,
yeah.
So they're going to sing every week. Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
To expect. It's
just
not
like
a dancing competition.
Just like they dance on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We had to point that out.
We had to point that out yesterday. Sam, ladies and gentlemen, Sam. That's me clapping for Sam.
Thank you
He's
very
so
much.
Quick.
I appreciate it.
He's so quick. No, I'm obsessed with American Idol, and I'm in love with Steven Tyler. He's a mess and a half.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's so quick, and the things he says, like, I just, he's
yeah,
hilarious.
And, you know, he's probably the only one who can get away with being 60 and ogling over 15-year-old girls.
I know, right?
It's
amazing. So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's so, you're like,
but he
no.
can get away with it, you know, because he doesn't come across as being 60 years old, you know.
And he's a rock star. He's Aerosmith.
Exactly. He can do whatever he wants, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. You know those 16-year-old girls would go to bed with him in a second.
In a second,
you know they would.
Wow. 60 years old.
Oh,
he looks
God.
Like an old lady now.
I can't believe he's 60.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
He looks good for 60.
He does.
He's
does.
Short, too. You
yeah?
know that?
No, I didn't realize
he's short.
That.
He wears, like, heeled shoes. I didn't know that, but somebody told me that, actually, that he's really, really short. Mm. And then if you ever saw him standing next to Ryan Seacrest, you know Ryan Seacrest
well,
is, like,
course.
4 feet five. He's, like, a midget. They're,
he's
like,
taller.
The same.
Oh, really?
I think they're the same height. Or
really?
But actually, but he's got those shoes on, so Steven might be shorter.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just so you know, a little bit of trivia for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, there you go. Now I know.
I want some trivia. We need to find this. Somebody call in and tell me
I'll find you some trivia stuff.
I really want to go.
I can ask trivia all the time, but you said geography is not your strong suit, right?
No.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, let me ask you this. What state is Toronto in? What province?
What the fuck are you doing? Canada. I know it's Canada.
No, but what province?
Oh, Jesus. I have no idea. I have no idea what.
Ontario, I think.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's Ontario.
Okay, can
it
I?
It has to be. Otherwise, I'm like really fucking.
Okay, let me tell you
I'm
something.
I'm asking you a question. I'm not sure.
I know,
about.
And you have no idea. You're all like, what province? You have no idea, Sam. Why am I even listening to you? Actually, I'll admit something stupid. You can make fun of me forever, and you're welcome.
That's true. It was a geography question. I didn't even realize that.
I just said I was
know.
Bad at it, and you were like, what province? I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You ass. Call me out on the radio. Okay, so when I was younger, I'm going to admit this. I thought that Las Vegas was a state.
That's okay. You were younger.
I was younger. But then yesterday, so I'm doing this, I'm helping out, some friends at a at a trade show for AeroDef. So I was helping them. I'm a booth girl.
Okay. So fancy. Really?
Wow. So fancy. Yeah. So it's all these like really, and I'm saying nerds, but really smart freaking people. Like yeah. I'm just there, like I'm feeling so stupid, like I don't know anything talking to these people because it's just, you can't even imagine what I saw there yesterday.
Right.
So we're talking these three guys, and they're like me and Cecile, who's a friend of mine who's working there, and he was like, yeah, we're down here from Sacramento. And I was like, oh, like what did it take you guys like 4 hours to get here? And they all looked at me and they were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Sacramento, isn't it in between here and like Carmel or something? And they're like, no, you idiot. It's 8 hours away. It's like above San Francisco. I was like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And now they made fun of me for the rest of the day because apparently I have no idea where it is. Yeah. But I didn't know. It was inland. I had no idea. I've never been.
Yeah. It's okay to pick up an atlas sometimes and take a look at maps.
Really? Because I need to go. Who the hell goes to Sacramento?
Nobody.
Exactly. So why do I need to know where it is? Why do I need to know where it is? I don't. Yeah. I don't care. But they made fun of me all day about it. Like, really? They'd come back to the booth and they were like, hey, so when you go to Sacramento, are you going to drive? You going to drive 4 hours to get there? Yeah. I was like, you guys are asses. And now I'm just like the retard girl, the booth girl,
right.
You know? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, geography, not my strong suit.
Okay, music probably is, right? Should I ask you music questions?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. What about the lesbian stories, though?
Oh.
I mean, we've been teasing it all. You know what?
We have 10 minutes.
I know,
we can't
enough.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's tease it a little bit, okay?
Let's tease it. Okay. Well, it started with...
Well, you said you've been with women
yes.
or a woman?
No, I've been with women.
Wow. That needs more than 10 minutes.
That needs a lot more than 10 minutes. We'll go into that tomorrow. I have no problem talking about it. But it started because we'll just touch on this. Okay. Apparently, on CNN this morning, it's bisexuality is now called flexi-sexuality.
Oh, okay.
I know.
That's like
fancy.
A new name for it?
That's the new name, apparently, for women or men, whoever, that like both.
Oh, okay,
not bi.
So it's not bi anymore.
I don't understand why bi was so offensive.
Yeah. Well, maybe they wanted it more descriptive now.
I mean, like, Charlie Sheen's using bi.
Yeah.
It's not good enough.
Yeah.
So we go to flexi-sexuality. I feel like that just means that I'm flexible.
Yeah.
In bed.
In bed, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I can put my legs behind my head, right?
Maybe that's what it means. Although I don't think...
Maybe that is what it means. Maybe we'll just start that, Sam.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Okay, we started a rumor. Yes.
Flexi-sexuality.
I've always wanted to do that. But that's why we started talking about it. And then Sam got all excited because I told him that I was with men.
Right.
I mean women.
With women, yeah.
Yeah. So we have to talk about that.
When we have more time
more
and stuff. But
time.
Just give us a little bit here. How many different times? I mean,
I've been with...
like...
four women?
Wow. I'm getting hard, man. Just thinking about it. Four women, my God.
I've been with four women.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I'm actually seeing a woman right now.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. She was actually the first woman I was ever with. And
so you're like back with her now or what?
Yeah. We're trying to see if we can do this and
really?
Make it work.
Is it like until you meet a guy? Or what's going
no,
on?
No, no, no.
That's what you'd rather do.
No, I like honestly, it's so different from being with a woman than with a guy. Like, it's for me, it's not even comparable.
Really? It's like a different type of a relationship.
Yeah, like I get different things from men and women.
Right.
I don't, even the sex is completely different.
Right.
Like, it's not even.
Really?
You cannot compare it.
And you get to experiment both. I mean, that's great, you know?
Don't you love how with women it's totally hot? And with men, it's
I know.
Like, hey, I'm bi. You're like, dude, you're gay.
Yeah, you're gross.
You are gay. It's not even that they're gross. It's like, dude, you're gay.
Yeah.
Like, they can't even. But I have a friend who's bi, and I have to say, all of my friends that know he's bi are like, he's not bi. He's gay. And I was like, look, I thought the same thing when I met him. I was like, he's got to be gay. There's no way he's bi.
Right.
After knowing him, he's one of my best friends. He's completely bi.
Really?
Completely.
So he can take either one and be just fine with it.
Well, he has relationships with women.
Right.
But he has sex with guys.
Wow.
Like, not all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just like, he really is bi.
Really?
I can say at least I know one guy that is. That really honestly is.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really amazing. But it's not, I don't know, it's not that, doesn't turn me on as much.
I know, it's not the same.
Yeah, you know.
Did you ever see two guys getting it on? I mean, not in real life, but maybe in porn or pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't really turn me on.
No.
To be honest. But I have a lot of friends who are lesbians that like watching guy porno.
Oh, really? Like two guys?
Yeah, turns them on.
And they're lesbians?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It turns them on.
You see, I never knew that before.
Because, so I hear, this is so I hear, I don't know, I'm just, you know, if you don't shoot the messenger here, if I'm wrong, people that are listening, lesbians, but my friends say because when they, you watch two girls in porno, it's not real.
Right.
Like they just hire them, they're not really gay, they're just, or they might even be bi, but it doesn't look real to them,
right.
So they don't get turned on by it.
Oh.
But two guys, it is. Well, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would
Unless
think
it's amateur stuff, huh?
Well,
I mean, you can find amateur lesbian stuff. I'm sure that's genuine.
Oh, I'm sure you could out there.
Right.
But a lot of the porno out there, I guess, is like,
yeah,
you know. But I feel like if you're a guy and you're having sex with another guy, like in porn, I'm pretty sure you're probably gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a straight guy's like, wait a second, let me suck on a guy's cock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even,
that's just me.
Even when they say it's like the first step into the porn industry and stuff, that some guys have to go through the gay movies first. But I don't see why.
Hold on, Sam. Back it up. What are you talking about? This is what they say?
Yeah, they're saying that sometimes, you know, a guy, in order to get to star in a straight movie, they have to go through gay movies first, you know?
I have never heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, it does happen.
Is this was this told to you, honey?
Yes.
Is this told to
you?
Yeah,
by people in the industry.
No, that you had to do this. They're like, sweetie, you gotta sleep with me first in order to do any movie.
No, I'd love all the sex, but forget about being seen, you know, on the internet and shit. Yeah.
God, I can't even imagine. But apparently, if you're like Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, if you make a sex tape, you're a star.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should do.
There you go. Yeah,
maybe
do one with your current woman. I'll market it for you.
Great. Yay.
Wow.
I'm glad we have somebody to market that. And I have a PR person, so
we can
make it work.
That's true.
But I guess that's all you have to do, and all of a sudden you're a celebrity, and you're making tons of money. And she, like Kim Kardashian does photo shoots, magazines, and ads, and I mean all the time. And
right.
Now she's got her show. It's crazy.
Did she have a sex tape too?
Yes.
Really?
She did it with what's his name? Ray J, Brandy's brother. You know Brandy the singer?
Yeah.
Okay. She was dating him, and they had a sex tape, and it got out, and she became famous.
Really?
Yep.
That's how she became famous?
I didn't even know that either.
Really?
Somebody told me that, but that's how she became famous.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she was friends with Paris, but it wasn't like, I mean, they were just seen out, you know, as socialites. It wasn't really a huge deal, but then when she came out with the sex tape, it was,
yeah,
all of a sudden, she's like a superstar.
Yeah.
And then she's dating all these football players and... You know,
yeah, I'm curious what those tapes look like. I never even seen Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Yeah,
you know?
You are.
I need to see that.
You should go home and watch them, Sam. And you should come back and report on them.
I will.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll report.
Go watch
about
it with your wife.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know though. I don't know.
I don't watch porn with my wife.
Okay.
No, it's a personal thing for me.
I understand.
A private thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable watching it with another woman. I don't know why. You know,
with just any woman.
Because porn is something you do on your own. Behind closed doors. You know?
I understand that.
Yeah.
It can be hot, though, when you're watching it with somebody.
I guess. I mean, we did a couple times, you know, in the past. But it's not something I make a habit of, you know.
You like the storylines, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Like
I'm totally into the storyline.
You like the dialogue.
Yeah.
I knew it, you dirty man. You like the acting because it's so great.
Yeah. I mean, they're amazing actors.
Maybe that's what I should get into.
Yeah.
No, Sam, don't encourage that.
No, I don't want any filler. Just give me the in and out. I'm good. You know?
There we go.
Yeah.
I know. Why do they have to do the whole story?
Because some people are suckers for that, you know.
Sam,
women, they do it more for women.
Okay, hold on. Back it up for a second. There is no way that I know anybody that watches porn for the story. No.
Then why do they do it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the point?
I mean, they do. They have, like, now they make parodies of all the TV shows and shit, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand.
Maybe people like it. I don't know. People are weird, you know.
Maybe
the stuff that people like.
Maybe it's the build up. Ooh.
Maybe.
Maybe it's like the build up to.
Yeah,
what's
or like
happen.
You know, if they do like a Happy Days, you know, and you want to see Mr. Cunningham, you know, fucking his wife or something, you know, then
hold
you
on.
Get to see.
Who
that.
Wants to see that? Because I don't.
People do.
They're like
they
60.
Do.
No offense, Sam. Yeah. You're 50. They're like 60. There's no way I want to see that. I'm sorry. There's
but the
no
actors,
way.
I think, are younger or something, you know, so.
Well, we would hope, because yeah. nobody wants to see any 60-year-olds. At yeah. least I don't.
Well, matter. We have a host, James Bartley, and he does a lot of these movies. And he's got a show here on Wednesdays called Inside the Industry. But he plays, in some of the movies, he doesn't have sex. He just plays a role, you know,
okay.
one of the people and stuff, you know.
Really?
But, yeah, but they have it all on all the shows now, you know. Like
maybe we should ask him.
Do what?
The Inside Scoop on why they have a storyline.
Okay.
Let's ask him.
Yeah, we will.
We need to know.
Yeah, I'll
into
call
the world
him to the show
porn.
Yesterday, or we'll have him come into the show
yeah.
sometime. Yeah,
into the world of porn. Look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Because everybody
you're
needs to
you're willing to
about
explore.
That.
That's my kind of girl.
Hey, I am willing to explore whatever. I do not care.
Okay, well, obviously you were a good choice, and thank you so much for being here.
Sam.
You make the morning so pleasurable for us.
Yeah,
and
there
it's
we
amazing.
Go. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Stephanie. Everybody, thank you all
thank
so much
you guys.
For joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.